Ceremony with you guys. So thanks for coming. I was born in Palmerston North and I grew up in a Christian family. For a long time, my parents dragged me to church and I went to Sunday school. It was pretty cool, but I really only enjoyed going to having activities with friends rather than learning about God's word. My life was good and I didn't feel the need for God, but whether I believed in Christianity or not didn't matter, so I just accepted it. It was only high school years when I started to think that God was personally relevant to me. In my first year of high school, I went into exams just hoping to do above average. I was a small fish in a big pond, and I wasn't expecting much. I just did my best, and I managed to do quite well. So after the first round of exams, I made it my goal to become Dux of my school. For those who don't know, Dux is just an academic award. Over the years, I continued to do quite well academically, and developed a reputation. It felt good for being smart, but it became something that defined me. Whenever we got our results for a test or exam, everyone would ask me, you know, what I got, and I would always feel like I was being compared and judged. I was really depressed when I didn't do well, especially when my classmates asked me how I did, and I felt that I was somehow less special because I wasn't the smartest. My identity was based around how smart I was, and so I felt that whenever someone did better than me, I lost a part of who I was. Because of this, I developed a really strong fear of failure. It was a motivation to work, but I actually got really worried before my exams. I don't know if my parents remember this, but I got so afraid of failing that I said I'd skip my last year of high school and go straight to university after year 12. I didn't tell my parents the real reason I wanted to skip my last year, but I probably said something really lame. Anyway, my mum wouldn't let me, so I stayed for my final year. Strong fear of failure. And the night before every exam, I would always be really scared that I wouldn't do well. My biggest fear was going into the exam and not knowing anything, which is kind of what I do in medicine now. Anyway, one night I got pretty worked up and I prayed. And when I prayed, I suddenly felt calm. It was pretty crazy how fast I went from absolutely freaking out to being totally relaxed, but I really felt that God was looking after me, and I found a strong sense of rest. One verse that I kept close to me was from Matthew 6, which says, "Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more valuable than they? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life?" This verse always made me feel really stupid for worrying, because I should have known that God was watching over me. I went through high school, and after high school, I started thinking about baptism. I was offered to be baptized, but at that time, I was struggling to have a rational belief in the Christian faith. I wanted my faith to be based on more than my experience, so I declined. This year I was searching for a church that with the intent to find answers. I had been to ACPC about 3 times last year, but this year I decided to try and go consistently and see how that went. The one I went to was part of Mark's Tinker Tailor Scripture Life series, and it was really relevant to me, a faith-building and intellectual approach to Christianity. I really enjoyed his messages, and I joined tertiary groups to get to know more. To a point a couple of months ago, when I re-evaluated my Christian faith, and I thought about reasons not to get baptized, and I'd run short. So I told Mark I wanted to be baptized, and here I am today.
So, friends and everyone, the parish council of this church has received a request for baptism from Peter Ting. And this important decision has been prayerfully and carefully considered, and I'm glad to welcome him and his family here today. So Peter, what do you ask of God's church?
I ask to be baptized into the faith and family of Jesus Christ.
Peter, called by the Holy Spirit to claim the faith of Jesus Christ as his own, and through baptism, to die to sin and rise to newness of life through a new birth by water and the Spirit. Peter, may the Lord open your eyes to hear his word and your mouth to proclaim his praise. Scriptures. So here are the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, as he says at the end of Matthew, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." And then the Apostle Paul says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we have been buried with him by baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. And the Gospel of Mark tells a story of the baptism of Jesus. In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth to Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan River. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." Baptism is Christ's gift. It is the sign by which the Spirit of God joins people to Jesus Christ and incorporates them into his body, the church. In his own baptism in the Jordan by John, Jesus identified himself with humanity in its brokenness and sin, and that baptism was completed in his death and resurrection. By God's grace, baptism plunges us into the faith of Jesus Christ, so that whatever is his may be called ours. By water and the Spirit, we are claimed as God's own and set free from the power of sin and death. Thus, claimed by God, we are given the gift of the Holy Spirit that we may live as witnesses to Jesus Christ, share his ministry in the world, and grow to maturity, awaiting with hope the day of our Lord Jesus. The confession of faith. In baptism, we are called out of darkness into God's marvelous light. In response to the gospel, I ask you, Peter, do you repent of your sins?
I repent of my sins.
Do you turn to Jesus Christ, who has defeated the power of sin and death and brought us new life?
I turn to Jesus Christ.
Peter, do you commit yourself to God, trusting in Jesus Christ as Savior and in the Holy Spirit as God's power and presence along the way?
I commit myself to God.
In unity with the whole church, let us all stand and affirm the faith into which we were baptized. Do you believe in God?
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead, and on the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven, he is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he'll come to judge the living and the dead. And do you believe in the Holy Spirit? Yeah. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And so while we're not actually doing the physical baptism here, we will be in a short time. We'll be at the, I think the directions are in the bulletin. We'll be there at 1:30. I do encourage you to remain with us as we eat and share in some snacks and some things to tide us over, and to talk to Peter about his journey. And in the final act, I will give you this certificate of baptism for adults. For adults, yeah. Ooh, ah. That brilliant penmanship is Marty Bing's, and right, yeah, so I will just pray over you, close in prayer, and then the worship team will come up, and we will celebrate with a closing song. So Lord God, I thank you for Peter, I thank you for today, I thank you for the grace we have in Jesus Christ, Lord, and I just pray that all of us here, like Peter, would wake up, that we wouldn't just look at our world as a normal world, but we would realize it is an amazing creation, Lord, and that we would look again at the cross, that we would look again at Christ and see how beautiful and amazing his gospel truly is, Lord. And so we thank you for Peter. We thank you for his willingness to affirm faith in you. We thank you for his willingness to be baptized, and we just pray that he would go out into the world, making a dark world so much lighter, through proclamation of the gospel and through the living out of the truth that is contained in it. So we thank you for today and the grace we have in you. In your heavenly name we pray. Amen.